Hi, I'm Marie. I'm 65, a retired teacher, and I've been asked by these three lovely people to a few questions about my life in the 70s. I met my husband Jim at police training school in Yorkshire in the late 60s. He was northern working class, and I was a kid from a London Overspill council estate. I came up to Lancashire Police on marriage in 1968. And in 1970, I was serving in Middleton and pregnant. The police women's department was a separate one, dealing with things like domestic issues, sexual offences, and women and young offenders. They also dealt with immigrants, who they called aliens. We're paid less than the men, but then we only worked 7.5 hours rather than 8. The policemen would always apologise if they swore in front of a policewoman. They felt very protective of us, didn't want us involved in frontline duties, but also felt that it was their right to make sexual comments and lay hands on us. I remember one PC putting his hands on my breasts. I slapped his face hard and actually met him nearly 40 years later, and he remembered it. And I told him if he touched me again, he would be decorating the chief inspector's carpet. At weekends and the evenings, the sergeant would get policewomen to brew up, pour on the phone, mop the floor, work the switchboard, whatever, but they'd never, ever, ever ask the men to do that. In September 1970, I had to resign because I was pregnant, and I actually resigned late September, 3 weeks before my son Paul was born. Prior to that, as soon as I had to come out of uniform, I was kept in the office to do all the paperwork, answer the phone, etc., and occasionally to act as agent provocateur. The woman superintendent gave me a fantastic reference and said should I ever wish to return to the police, she would definitely endorse my application. Some 5-6 years later, I did reapply to the police, was turned down because they said I had children and I was married to a serving police officer, so no way could I come back. We were down to one wage, and at this time policemen weren't paid very well, but they were allowed to buy their own house as opposed to living in a police house. Jim decided literally overnight and without any my knowledge or anything that he was going to buy a house, and went out and actually bought a house without my knowledge, consent, or any even being told. Money was very tight, and I used to have sleepless nights over worries with the mortgage, which was about £35 a month. The house had cost about £3,400, something like. Steve was born in January 72 when Paul was 13 months old. The biggest con of all was in 71 when we went decimal, and prices for food rocketed. I recall butter in particular costing £1.5 and then costing 10p. Now 1 and 8 was about 8p, an increase of 2p, which is a massive increase. They told us not to convert prices back. That was government policy, to big campaign, don't convert back. I wonder why. I remember bathing Paul by candlelight on the floor in the front room because of all the power cuts. I went part-time working at Woolworths in Castleton in Rochdale, and I worked 16 hours a week. My wage was £6, and that bought the groceries for 1 week. In 1976, I went to teacher training college and qualified in 1979. I think the same month, actually, May 79, Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister. I've been asked about my political leanings, and I seem to have gone all over the shop, because as a teenager, I'd been a young Conservative, mainly because my friends, who we were all at an exclusive independent grammar school, and they all were. But by the 70s, I was leaning more towards the Liberals, as I thought Labour was far too interventionist. I remember going on a rally in London for anti-abortion in about 75, 76, something like. I'd had a hiccup with the Liberals at that time because it was one of their MPs who had introduced the Abortion Act. So I sort of went back to the Conservatives. Now, who's he called? James Callaghan, Prime Minister, Labour Prime Minister, had promised the police a pay rise because they weren't paid very well. They were paid the same as sort of an unskilled worker in a factory. but the wage, the rise would be given in three stages. Thatcher came along in 1979, and one of the first things she did was endorse the police pay with immediate effect. Our money catapulted, what with my wage as a teacher, and then Jim getting a massive pay rise, and then all the overtime that came with the strikes and the unrest that followed. Margaret Thatcher, she was great. I loved her.